From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. For the first time, the University of Missouri is offering an online master's degree course in veterinary public health. KBIA's Kate Zylock has more.
The University of Missouri has opened applications for its first online master's degree in veterinary public health. The program is going to include looking into the role of animals in the health of human communities. Lisa Safran, the program director, says the online program is the first of its kind in the nation. Safran says about 75% of emerging infectious diseases come from animals.
Public health is global health, whether or not you're going to live in mid-Missouri and have your career here, or whether you are traveling around the world. So infectious diseases, for example, they don't observe boundaries.
Safran says working professionals, veterinarians, and people in the military from all over the state, the country, and the world will be able to take the program.
Missouri lawmakers are considering a bill that would end the state's status of being the easiest place in the country for a 15-year-old to be married. A Senate committee last week heard from several witnesses supporting a bill that would require marriages involving a 15 or 16-year-old to have a hearing before a judge. Marriages involving those between 15 and 17 also would require parental approval. The bill has already passed out of the House. The bill would make 15 the minimum age to get a marriage license in Missouri, which currently has no age requirement to be married. It also would prohibit issuing marriage licenses to any couple in which one person is 21 or older and the other is under 17. A fiscal note for the bill quotes a Department of Health and Senior Services report that 195 girls and 28 boys, ages 15 or 16, have been married in Missouri since 2014. No one spoke Wednesday in opposition to the bill. Spring break has already arrived for the Missouri General Assembly as lawmakers take the next week off. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us Republican leaders are promoting their accomplishments as they deal with the scandals surrounding Governor Eric Greitens.
To hear Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard tell it, it's business as usual for both chambers.
The ship of state is sailing in clear water. The Speaker and I, the two majority leaders, have a clear path forward, knowing what we want to do and how we want to accomplish this, and we're moving.
While only one bill has been signed by the governor so far this year, an effort to stem sex trafficking, the Senate has sent more than 60 bills to the House. They include one requiring most criminal suspects under the age of 18 to be tried as juveniles. The House, meanwhile, has sent 162 bills to the Senate, including one passed Thursday making it illegal to use welfare benefit cards to withdraw cash from ATMs. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The first execution in Missouri since January 2017 is scheduled for tomorrow evening, and it is expected to come with some complications. Russell Bucklew is scheduled to die by injection for killing a former girlfriend's new boyfriend in front of her children and then raping her almost 22 years ago. Bucklew suffers from a rare ailment that causes weakened and malformed blood vessels, as well as blood-filled tumors in his nose and throat. According to his attorney, there is a risk of a gruesome execution, with gagging and choking on blood and the infliction of excruciating pain. A panel of the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has already refused to stop the execution. An appeal and stay request are pending before the Supreme Court. The attorney has also asked for clemency from Governor Greitens. Bucklew's appeals also have suggested that if the execution is carried out, the state should use lethal gas instead of an injection. Missouri law still lists gas as an option, but the state no longer has a gas chamber and has not used the method since 1965. A woman has resigned as chief financial officer at Columbia Public Schools after she was charged with stealing thousands of dollars from band boosters at a suburban St. Louis high school. 45-year-old Anna Munson is free on bail after being charged last month with receiving stolen property. The charge stems from her volunteer work as treasurer of the band boosters group at Marquette High School in the Rockwood School District. Columbia District spokeswoman Michelle Baumstark told the Columbia Daily Tribune that Munson resigned last week for personal reasons and that there's no indication district money is missing. Munson previously was chief financial officer at the Riverview. Munson previously was chief financial officer at the Riverview Gardens School District. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.